New Jersey politicians are still debating the timing of their governor's resignation. Jim McGreevy announced last week that he's gay, that he had an affair, and that he's quitting his job. But he will not resign until after this November's election. And that part of the decision is prompting criticism from McGreevy's opponents. Here's Eugene Son of member stations WBGO and WHYY.
Since last Friday, New Jersey Republicans have been calling on Governor Jim McGreevy to step down now, instead of waiting until November 15th. Alex DeCrosse is the Republican minority leader in the state assembly. DeCrosse says McGreevy cannot leave fast enough.
I think the general public of the state of New Jersey have had enough of this administration, the taxation that's been imposed, the corruption, the least amount of ethical values of any administration I've been involved with in 15 years I've been here. And frankly, I think it's time for a change.
But if McGreevy does not resign before September 3rd, there will not be a special election this year. And Senate President Dick Cody, also a Democrat, would get to be acting governor for 14 months. Cody met with McGreevy Tuesday afternoon and briefly spoke to reporters afterward. He said they discussed how to transition from one governor to the next. Cody said despite pressure from some Democrats, McGreevy will not resign earlier than planned.
He's very firm in his resolve to stay until November 15th. There was no equivocation in his feelings towards me about that.
But even as McGreevy stands firm about leaving office in November, candidates for a governor's race, whether this year or next, are emerging. Doug Forrester, a Republican who lost the U.S. Senate race here in 2002, is running new TV and radio ads in reaction to McGreevy's announcement.
Doug Forrester knows New Jersey needs to change more than its governor. It needs to change direction. Forrester wants an elected lieutenant governor so we can decide who runs our state, not the party bosses.
Forrester is one of several Republicans considering a run for governor. On the Democratic side, Senator John Corzine is the leading candidate, even though publicly he has said he is focusing on his role leading the National Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee. There have been lots of off-the-record comments about McGreevy agreeing to step down early if Corzine would run in a special election. Joe Marbach, chair of Seton Hall University's political science department, says Corzine seems to be the only sure winner for the Democrats.
He's, quite frankly, the most popular politician in New Jersey today. And with him on a ticket with Curry, that will probably ensure that New Jersey follows suit and goes Democratic.
Marbach says Democrats are weighing how much damage they're sustaining for every day McGreevy stays in office and comparing that with the risks posed by a special election. For NPR News, I'm Eugene Son in Trenton, New Jersey.